Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 395, and I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Welcome back to another special Friday edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your questions. On the other days, I read health and fitness blogs to you like an audiobook. So this week, we kind of ran with the theme of fat loss and fat storage. So this week's question is kind of about that too. I'm sure you're anxious to hear it. So let's jump right in, hear today's question, and start optimizing your life.
Hi, my question is in regards to losing weight and nutrition. I understand to lose weight, you have to have some kind of calorie deficit. But in regards to nutrition, I've heard people that fast or not intentionally fast, they just don't eat a lot throughout the day, that when they do eat, their body is storing anything they consume into fat and in turn gaining weight. I don't know if there's any truth to that. If you could shed some light on that, that would be great. Thank you. Love your podcast.
Thank you for your question, Jessica. When I was in school, I had to take an advanced nutrition course that examined the biochemistry of fats, carbs, and proteins. In that class, my professor argued that by starving yourself or fasting for long periods of time, you may actually end up preparing your body to store more fat. Turns out, this was only half the story. I'm going to try and explain. If you don't eat for long stretches of time, the body is forced to find something for fuel or for energy, same thing. The theory has been that when we don't eat for a long period of time, the body says to itself, uh-oh, we haven't had anything to eat for a while. I better hang on to my best source of long-term energy. Do you know what our body's best source of long-term energy happens to be? You guessed it, fat. So according to this idea, when we don't eat for a long stretch, our bodies say, I don't know when we're going to get our next meal, so I better hang on to fat because I may need it for energy. Now, does this happen in reality? Short answer, not necessarily. This is because there are a number of factors that determine whether the body burns fat for fuel. Fasting isn't the only factor. A person's age, gender, current level of fitness, muscle mass, and their typical diet are important to consider as well. Let me give you an example. Researchers love to study marathon runners. As you can imagine, they're great test subjects because they're a very unique group of individuals. They're like real-life superheroes. Think about it. They can run continuously for long distances for hours on end without stopping. But if you were to look at their body type, many, not all of course, have a very thin physique. Their body fat percentages are often extremely low. So researchers are thinking, it doesn't make sense. Where did they get their energy from to run for that long? You would think they would store a lot of fat so they could use that for energy when they're running. Well, here's what they learned. Marathon runners often have a low body fat percentage because they have trained their bodies to burn fat for fuel all the time. What I mean is, because they have such a high fitness level, their bodies are so used to burning fat for fuel, they have trained their bodies to make burning fat a priority. So here's what happens in a research lab when they're studying marathon runners, triathletes, or really anyone with a high fitness level. They hook up these folks to all of these machines so they can see how their bodies respond to different scenarios. So after hooking up their test subject, let's say a marathon runner in this case, to all of this equipment, the researchers will then say, okay, Mr. or Mrs. Marathon Runner, now that we've hooked you up to all of these machines, we're going to begin our testing of you. go ahead and step on this treadmill and we'll begin. The runner steps up on the treadmill and the machines immediately start to go haywire. The researchers look at the machines going haywire and think, well, something must be wrong. We haven't even started the testing, but the data is saying our marathon runner is already burning fat for fuel. Well, the machines aren't wrong. We've learned that those with a high level of fitness, like marathon runners, burn fat for fuel pretty much all the time. They merely take a few steps and their bodies say, well, we're moving again. Must mean we're going to be moving for another 26.2 miles, so better start burning fat for fuel. Even though the marathon runner is, let's say, just walking from the parking lot to the grocery store, they have trained their bodies so well that anytime they move, their bodies think it's time to burn fat for energy. Remarkable, right? So this is why fitness level is so important to consider. Now back to your original question, Jessica. If you go without eating anything for an extended period of time, will your body then be more likely to store fat? Well, I'll repeat my answer. Not necessarily. And now hopefully you know why. The bottom line really is this. In the beginning, if your body isn't used to something, it will resist you. So if your fitness level is average or below average, and your body is used to getting some food or fuel every 3 to 4 hours, then you up and decide to not eat for a long period of time, your body will probably hang on to its fat stores. But if you consistently reduce your calorie intake for weeks and months and create a sustained calorie deficit, not saying fasting, but if you're getting fewer calories in than you are burning, the body will adapt and will eventually turn to burning fat for energy. You basically leave it no choice. So-called yo-yo dieting, where folks start and stop diets, can delay the body from turning to using fat for fuel. This is because the body sort of gets confused. They don't know when the next meal is going to be or what type of food you're going to eat next. But long-term calorie deficits will force the body to turn to using fat for fuel. When, though? When will that happen? Again, it depends on your age, gender, and of course, your fitness level. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Thank you again for the question, Jessica. You'll be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book. And if you want to submit a question and have a chance to win books from us, it's really easy. You can call in. The number is 61 I love OHD, or you can submit your audio question by clicking the red bar along the side of our site, and that's oldpodcast.com. That'll let you record your question, listen back to it, and then submit it to us. Again, that's oldpodcast.com. I hope you had a wonderful week. Thank you for spending it with us. Thank you for listening every day and all the way through. Thank you for being a subscriber. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I'll see you back here on Monday, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.